Petra, which means rock, was in their ancestral homeland, but that stronghold would not protect them. They relied on powerful allies and armies, but that would not protect them either. Their pride would be their downfall, believing no one could get to them, believing no one would ever be able to cut them down. Their pride and their hard-heartedness would be their doom. As you have done, so it shall be done to you, Obadiah declared. You abandoned your brother, you're going to be abandoned. You laughed at his disaster and even aided and abetted it, you're going to face disaster, complete and total disaster yourself. If someone had come to your house to rob it, Edom, they would have only taken what they wanted, not every last thing. If someone had invaded your vineyards, Edom, they would have left some grapes behind. They wouldn't have taken everything. But that's what's going to happen to you. Everything will be taken away from you. Everything will be swept away. That's what's going to happen. And worse, no, you shouldn't have done all that. Now you must pay the consequences. So what does this mean for us living 2,000 years later, reading an ancient prophecy from an obscure prophet with the shortest book in the First or Old Testament? Obadiah, by the way, means worshiper of God. I believe part of his prophecy is calling us to examine our relationships, not only with our biological brothers and sisters, but also with those of us who, being children of God just as we are, they are our spiritual brothers and sisters. Do we leave them out? Do we leave them behind? Do we turn our backs on them and join in the put-downs and laughter and disdaining? Do we want God to confront us and say, oh, you shouldn't have shrugged our shoulders as they were caged or detained, shut our ears to their cries of, I can't breathe, looked away as they reached out desperate hands for help as a storm raged around them, walked away as a knee pressed on a neck, refused to wear a mask, enfolded ourselves in privilege and false equivalencies and indifference. It's a sin to stand by and do nothing. Oh, you shouldn't have. Kevin was systematically cruel to Randall, but you know what? On the night of Kevin's big stage debut, Randall had an absolute mental breakdown. He cowered in a corner of his office, crying, overwhelmed, immobile. Somehow, Kevin sensed what was happening to his brother, and just before a curtain, Kevin ran. He ran to Randall. He found his brother, and he joined him in the corner and wrapped his arms around him and soothed him. He offered Randall what he needed, sanctuary and support, love and loyalty. He was his brother's keeper. And that is what Obadiah is telling us today. We are our brothers and our sisters' keepers. We are the ones called to go to him, to her, to offer whatever he or she needs, light, love, food, sanctuary, safety, acceptance, belief, relief. We are called to serve and give solace. We are indeed to work to hear the voice of God saying to us, not, oh, you shouldn't have, but instead, yes, that is just what you should do. Unlike Edom, we must not rejoice in their distress or calamity. Even more, we must not contribute to it and then stand aside and laugh or deprive them of a chance and then to escape their dire circumstances. We are called to embrace our brothers and sisters' pain. What happens to them, whoever they are, wherever they are, happens to us. Because we are all connected to one another. We are all connected to God. When we get that into our heads and we begin to believe it and act on it, then indeed the kingdom will be the Lord's. On Mount Zion, a symbol of God's kingdom, a sanctuary and a refuge, especially for those who have found neither here on this earthly plane. On Mount Zion, there will be holiness and deliverance and a healing of all rifts. It is a place of grace and mercy and hope, and we will be brothers and sisters living in it together and loving one another. All differences set aside, all pain dissipated, all the past mistakes and mishaps forgotten, in the glory of knowing how very good and pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to live in unity. Obadiah underscores our most heartfelt prayer, thy kingdom come. Yes, Lord, even so. Let us pray. Give us ears, O God, to hear the words of even the most obscure prophets whom we sometimes overlook. Give us the faith and power and love to build your kingdom here on earth. Stir our hearts to renew and reconcile and mend our relationships with our brothers and sisters all around us. Let us hear their cries for help. Let us reach out to lift them up when they are down. Keep us ever aware of the connections we share, the glorious blessing that you are our God and our Father and our Mother, and we are all your well-beloved children. In the name of our brother and Savior, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.